We are joined by Amesbury head football coach Colin McQueen. And Colin, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Colin, you came off what looked like it must have been some kind of a wild game Friday night, the 40-35 win over Triton. And give me an update on that game. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think going into it, we knew it was going to be a very difficult game for us. They're a highly competitive program, very, very well coached. And then their quarterback is probably one of the best that we'll face all year. And they did some things to us that obviously we got to get a little bit better, especially on the back end of things. They threw the ball on us pretty well, but I think they did some things schematically that exploited some weaknesses, and every defensive scheme has weaknesses, you know, and they did a pretty good job of finding them. But I really liked how our kids battled, and it came down to, you know, getting pressure when we could. They had a very, very good and experienced offensive line. They did a great job protecting the kid. And then when we got there, he was tough to bring down. He extended plays and found open receivers. But our offense really was our best defense. We were able to possess the ball pretty well all night, and we got up two scores, and they didn't have possession of the ball at any point during the game when they were down only one score. If they had, I think we would have been a little bit nervous because they could pretty much score at will with that kid under center. So I did a good job of keeping them at arm's length all night and doing what we had to do offensively.
So maybe the defining moment in the game could have been that when you went up by the two scores sometime, like, is that the moment?
Yeah, I mean, it was that early on. We had a couple of stops early in the game, forced a punt and then forced a turnover on downs early. And then, you know, they stopped us a few times as well. We fumbled the football a little bit. And then maybe the craziest play, and what turned out to maybe be the defining play of the game was the infamous double fumble. We had like a fourth and four around midfield, and we went for it. And it was a swing pass out to the left side, backwards pass. Kid got hit. They our fake wasn't great, but they played very disciplined on the edge. And they got there, fumbled the ball. They scooped it, and then on the return, my offensive tackle chased him down, ripped the ball out. We recovered, giving us a fresh set of downs. And then we were able to drive the field and score on another fourth down play down by the goal line and maintain the lead. And if we had turned it over there, they're in good field position, and they would have gone up with a touchdown. So it was a great hustle play by our guy. It was Willie Arsenal who chased it back down and ripped it out, offensive tackle and linebacker. But that turned out to be, I think, one of the most crucial and pivotal plays of the game.
Wow, that's a great story. It's not the way you drew up trying to get a fourth down conversion,
no,
but man.
that's what we joked about, though. Our running back who ended up dropping the swing pass, we're like, you knew you were just a step ahead, right? Because if he had caught it and he gets tackled right there, we turn the ball over on down, and instead he ends up coughing the thing up. We're like, you must have known something we didn't. That was pretty good.
I know, that is crazy. That's fantastic, though. Oh, man. But and on the other hand, though, you know, Colin, when you think about what Triton must have been feeling at that moment, that must have been a dagger of sorts, too, in a way.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And they did a good job, I think, on that initial drive to keep us there and put us in a fourth and medium. Missed an open pass on the third and four, third and five, whatever it was. And then it was one of those deals where you're dealing with fourth and medium. It's not a great down and distance, but so they worked hard to get off the field, and that's like an absolute backbreaker to have things go that way, you know, from that perspective. But for us, it was, you know, sometimes you need a little luck, and the ball certainly bounced our way on that down.
No doubt about it. Hey, if you were to take the big picture look at your football team, what would the strength of Amesbury football be this season now that you've had a few games under the belt, if you will?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely our O-line play, you know, and it's not for us, it's not just tackle to tackle, it's tight end to tight end, and it's always double tight, full house backfield, and those backs are really a part of the blocking scheme as well. So they're doing a great job blocking for each other. The O-line is doing an excellent job of understanding fronts. For me, it's really like the experience that we have up there and the communication. There's some really, really intelligent guys who see the game the right way, and they communicate it with each other. And it helps an awful lot. They're still very young. Most of them are juniors, but they had a full season of varsity football as sophomores last year because we were so thin in the upper classes, you know. So they have boatloads of experience next to each other and playing with each other. They understand our scheme very well, and they understand, you know, what they have in their toolbox, so to speak, and communicate it, execute it, and open holes up for the guys.
Friday night, you guys are playing host to Ipswich. Tell me about that game and what you expect and what fans might see on Friday night in Amesbury.
Yeah, I mean, fans should expect more of the same, which is in Landry Stadium. It's a raucous environment. The student section has been outstanding. So I don't know what the theme will be this Friday, but they'll have something going for sure, so it'll be loud. And then offensively, you know, it'll be more of the same. You know, we'll try to establish the run game and possess the football. Defensively, we'll try to be stout and make some plays when the ball's in the air. But this is you know, old school football both ways. They're a wing T team. They try to do some different things formationally to try and get you off balance. But they're, you know, coming in, and we nearly fell victim to it last year. And Linfield felt it a couple weeks ago. Ipswich, although they are a winless team right now, they're still a dangerous team. Our league is very good, and I think that's what people outside of the league don't necessarily understand. It's very competitive in the Cape Ann League, night in, night out, and it's high school kids. You got to remember that we're dealing with high school kids, and they're as unpredictable as any creatures on this earth. So you got to make sure you prepare well and take every day and get better. And if we get better, we feel that we have a great chance every Friday night.
Colin, great talking with you. If you can hang on the line for a second, that'd be great. And hopefully we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Yep. Colin McQueen, head football coach, Amesbury Football, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.